Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice. Delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Why, hello there. Absolutely live and twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this day off. We're going to talk a little combat pistol craft all the way to combat pistol craft today, and of course we're going to be talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good afternoon, Obi-Wan. You don't mind me calling you Obi-Wan, right? Right, you don't mind me calling you Obi-Wan?
Oh no, man! I thought you cut out there for a second.
Oh no,
I didn't quite catch what you said.
It's the dram of live radio. These, you know, I'm okay. Listening. I'm waiting. You're listening. You're waiting. It's just the way it is.
Stepped on each other. All right, no worries, man. What do you got for me today, man? What are you thinking?
So, today I've been looking around, and one thing I've noticed as I look at the other trainers, because I'm trying to, I'm not trying to change anything. I've just been watching video, just interested to see what everybody's got going on.
Doing comparative study?
Not necessarily comparative, just looking. And what's interesting is the things that I find that are similar. And the things that I find that are similar to the Super Dave rig, because I have a Super Dave rig. And it is built for the Glock 45, and I do have a Glock 45. And one thing that I noticed is that even with the Super Dave rig, which although that holster is not built in that really close running style, it is really close up to the body. And that seems to be where everybody is de facto going now, and I'm seeing less of today's trainers sitting out there with the big, you know, the big Safariland rig that will hold a pistol about the size of the blaster from Star Wars.
Yeah, like a work rig.
Yeah.
Right.
And
referred to as a work rig.
So, I mean, is this close-in tight holster? Is this today's work
trend or something?
Not necessarily a trend, but I mean, it's just what I see everybody carrying. It's what you do. It's what everybody else does. You actually designed your own. Most don't. I mean, you designed yours.
The fact of the matter is, you know, let me clarify something about the S-Dave rig. Okay, I call it the S-Dave rig because it's the rig I set up for myself.
Right.
But it supports... The actual setup itself supports legitimate standard operating procedures. You see what I mean?
I do.
You could use any manufacturer's kit, but if you understand the working SOPs to the gear layout, your gear layout would be basically exactly the same.
Right.
Now, you can always take away from it. Now, here's something that's kind of unique, but it's more of a perspective, okay?
Right.
You can take away, you know, some people would say, oh, wow, I don't need all that. And that's fine, but I would bet you they don't understand why it's even there in the first place. I would hope that would not be the case. But dig this. You could always take away, if you think it's too much, you could always take away from it a little bit.
Sure.
but your dress and your clothing still needs to support concealing that type of gear. You follow me?
I do.
So if you have to be concerned about concealing it from a minimalist standpoint, you might as well wear the maximum, you know?
Right.
Because you still have to conceal it. But then again, not everybody has. This was something that I pointed out to a dude the other day. Like he's wire strong, little wiry dude, but he's thin. And he just didn't have enough real estate around his waist to cinch the belt, you know, with the legit setup on. He just didn't have the body space. So he had to trim up, trim back on the reserve mags a little bit. You know, he went with two on the left and one in the front on the right, in front of the holster on the right. Because, you know, he had other things he wanted to carry, you know, like a light and I don't know what else it was, some type of folding blade pouch, something like that.
Well, how was he concealing that? I mean, that's not on your Super Dave rig, is it?
No. You didn't understand what I was saying.
Okay.
Okay, his waist is a much thinner waist.
Right, I know. He doesn't
have the real estate for six reserve mag pouches.
Right.
And a holster.
That part I got. I was just wondering, knowing that. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're knowing that, and you're like, well, I want to wear a belt system and everything else, your belt system is going to be dependent on, as you put it, how much real estate you got on there. What is he, like a 28-inch or something?
But then I don't know, man, a little tiny dude. I just call him skinny.
I got you.
I don't know. Skinny, medium, and large, and extra large. But the cool thing about it is, this is what I want to reinforce, man, about the S-Dave rig from a conceptual standpoint. Your kit and equipment can be anything that you want it to be. Period.
Right.
That's the cool thing about it. That's just what I came up with, if you recall, you know, from the standpoint of doing deployments where, you know, I am in Indian country by myself or, you know, with one other individual. You know, not to kind of fudge on the two-man rule, but, you know, there's times you can't help it. You wind up somewhere by yourself and you've got what you've got.
Right.
And if you're in a, you know, permissive, semi-permissive environment, you're still on your own. You're the only person you got to rely on. So that's kind of how I went about working out my rig in support of what I need to be the correct contingencies or standard operating procedures for either mechanical or shooter induced malfunctions, human error.
Right.
You know, those are covered down on. So, but you bring up an interesting point, man. How much is not enough? And I've spoke to this a couple times.
Well, tell you what, coming up on the first break,
let's hold
it right there and pick that up on the other side because we're getting to that point because I want to ask about perceptions and certain things like that just because, you know, it just makes me think. I'm just trying to stimulate my own thought process. Dave Harrington is Super Dave. He is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. You can access his website at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. There's a lot of people, a lot of new people out there today that are carrying guns for the first time, and they're probably questioning what they're doing. Is this not enough? Is this too much? You know, there's maybe some people have been carrying guns for years. Is this not enough? Is this too much? Your approach is all based upon two things: ammunition is a very thing, very good thing to have if you actually engage in a gunfight of any length. And two, it's not just ammunition, it's mechanics. There's failures involved and everything else with magazines and all that other stuff. What works today may not work when you need it to work, that kind of stuff. So
right.
with you came up with this number for what you deemed to be an acceptable level of equipment that mitigates the risk. Is that right?
Right. Exactly.
But then the question, okay, here's where, pick it up there if you would.
Yeah, well, we dropped off. How much is too much? And there is no easy answer. The bottom line is you need to do a threat assessment on what you do, how you do it, where you do it at, who you do it with. You know, what is the actual level of threat that you may encounter? And this actually can rewind back to the point of doing your homework prior to even purchasing a pistol. Doing your homework, knowing and understanding what you're purchasing a pistol for is going to influence the actual pistol you purchase, because there's so many different firearms out there. It's unreal. But dig this. Also, your skill, your ability should weigh heavy in on that decision.
Sure.
You know, what you know and understand about firearms and how they work and how to make them go bang and hit the target. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, the person that really doesn't, we'll call him the average bear, okay?
Sure.
The average bear gets the idea he's going to buy him a pistol. So he goes, doesn't know that much about it, but, you know, he's legal and can do it legally. And so he purchases the Mac Daddy subcompact carry pistol,
right,
in 45 caliber. Well, he couldn't have picked the most difficult handgun on the face of the planet to learn anything with, you know. Subcompact pistols are very heavily sprung in respect to, you know, mechanical timing and function and what that machine needs in that size, firing that caliber, what it needs to work with. And they're extremely difficult to manipulate. Some people find it hard to even action the slot.
Right.
So there, you know, failing to do your homework will bite you.
When my sons were going to their concealed carry permit class, I was asking everybody there in the class with them, because both of my sons showed up with Glock 9mm of various flavors. My youngest had a 19, the other one had a 17, right? So, you know, Glock 9mm. Somebody else showed up with a Glock 20 in 10mm, full bore 10mm. He bought 50 rounds of, it was one of those like bear killing rounds or something.
Right.
And I looked at him.
Hunting ammo.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy just come from, this was his first gun, and this is what they told him would absolutely knock down anything. Because that's probably what he asked him. What can I get that will absolutely knock down anything?
Well,
and
right.
He did not finish his qualification with that gun. He had to borrow the instructor's gun because he was having trouble.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can buy not enough guns sometimes, or too much gun. But
certainly not too much.
Yeah.
But see, that's where your knowledge and ability weighs heavy.
Right.
Because you should be able to use, know and understand what it takes to use, like, a .22 caliber, you know, a .22 long rifle snub nose, or, you know, a G20. You know, you just got to identify what you have to work with and go to work with it.
Right.
But that kind of knowledge and ability takes time, if not years, to acquire. I, you know, really don't want to put a limit on anybody's learning curve, but there's, you kind of have a formula. You know, firing for performing the integrated act of firing is a formula. And if you understand the formula and, you know, apply it well, it doesn't, it shouldn't matter whether you're firing a 22 long rifle snub nose or a G20 or what the shooting circumstances are. You're still going to hit the target. You follow me?
I do.
But you have to figure out that formula in real time and apply it to the specific blaster you're firing. That's where your knowledge and experience works. It gives you the ability to develop and apply the formula for your immediate set of circumstances. And there's a lot more moving parts than just, you know, sights and trigger. A lot of moving parts. Like, for example, if, let's say I chose to carry, you know, the 2-inch snub nose 22 long rifle. Well, I have to understand, or you should understand, how your environment's going to change in respect to what you can or cannot do with that 22 snub nose. Now, I'm not talking about in respect to your ability to hit anything. I'm just talking about the working mechanics of ballistics. If you have even say some heavy duty concealment, you may not be able to penetrate it to hit the threat on the other side. You see what I mean?
I do.
If they're using concealment legitimately, you're still going to be able to see their head. But if it was light concealment, I would just, you know, think three-dimensionally in respect to where the rest of his body is behind the concealment and go to work on that part. You know, increase my hit probability, and if penetration is a non-issue, he'll go down. But, you know, do a comparative study. Penetration of a 22 long rifle, which in the human body is phenomenal, but is easily deflected or defeated by any
paint surface. You know. Yeah. So, hang on there for me. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Giving us a better idea how inflation is going, the June Consumer Price Index will be released tomorrow morning. The ever-growing crisis at the southern border reaches new heights. A new Breitbart report showed Texas Border Patrol agents apprehended around 26,000 people in less than a week who crossed into border towns. President Biden will meet with Mexico's President Obrador today at the White House. Some lawmakers in Washington say nothing will be done to stop illegal immigrants or drugs pouring into the country. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We do have an invasion driven by the cartels. We've turned back tens of thousands of migrants who try to get across the border.
Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris.
I would suggest that so-called leaders focus on solutions instead of a tax.
USA Radio News. First Lady Jill Biden on Monday said the Hispanic community was as unique as the breakfast tacos during a speech in San Antonio, Texas yesterday.
As distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
Making good on pandemic weddings, one location is doing just that.
Lincoln Center gave 500 couples a do-over on their wedding Sunday evening. These are couples whose nuptials were derailed or scaled back due to the pandemic. There was a multicultural ceremony as well as music, dancing, and remarks from His Honor, Mayor Eric Adams. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I want to shift a little bit if I can. How many people do you come to you that are new shooters who just naturally have a decent grip on the pistol?
That already have a decent grip?
Yeah. They just naturally instinctively know how to.
It happens quite a bit. Yeah, now that you mention it,
how many do you have to correct?
Well, it depends on what you're doing. See, I'm going to break things down for you. Everybody, normally, when you talk about the grip, just the word refers to your hand, and that in turn, people make the mental leap to firing the gun, right?
Right.
Okay, so dig this. Here's a little S. Dave spin. If you're not firing the gun, what are you doing with it? You better be controlling it.
Right.
Right? So, what is your baseline control grip? What is your control grip for performing a tac load or an emergency load or a combat load? You see what I mean?
Right.
What do you need to know, understand, and be able to do in order to control the pistol in its current mechanical state and function the pistol accordingly? But have you ever thought of your control grips versus your firing grips? Because dig this, when you have to control the pistol for whatever reasons, you have to control it. But based on what you're doing at that specific moment in time, is it necessary to immediately transition from the control grip to your firing grip? And, of course, you know, the reverse is true. When you're done firing, you've made the decision that you've satisfied the threat or the target, and you're going to dismount the gun, well, then dismount the gun. But how do you control that? Is it your standard control grip, or is there something else involved? You understand where I'm coming from?
I do.
So if you break it down in your mind's eye like that, and you think about the various gun handling tasks in which have nothing to do with, you know, firing and everything to do with servicing the pistol, how do you do that? How do you hold the gun to do that specific task? You see what I mean? And then it would be a matter of knowing and understanding what's required to satisfy that,
right,
and transition back into your standard control grip, or immediately transition from the task control grip into your firing grip. I don't know if you followed me on all that, but
well, I think of my grip when I am not extended. I think of my grip on the gun at that point as basically on guard, right? I'm on it. I'm not. My finger
are
isn't on the trigger.
Are you aiming on the target or what?
Well, if I'm not extended, I'm not aiming on the target. No.
No. Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify, because
right,
I wasn't sure what I heard. So where's
but
the
now,
gun? Where
now,
are you holding the gun?
The gun I've got close to my chest, sort of at a 45-degree angle, pointing away from me to the left.
Okay.
So now, but when I extend the gun, now all of a sudden my grip is going to change, except my finger's still going to be indexing up there on top of the frame and not on the trigger, unless I have a target. If I'm actually seeking a target out there and I think things might get noisy very shortly, I'm probably going to be out and out front and looking for a target. And then my grip changes. My grip changes. Where I'm pressing and everything else, that all changes.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain that. I'm not on guard anymore. Now I'm actively seeking. I'm more in an attack mode. So I try not to strangle the gun when I'm gripping it.
Right.
And I try not to, you know, if you can grip it so hard that you start to shake. So I don't want to do that either.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I do want to be pressing it enough up in the high end of the beaver tail to where I'm going to be controlling that muzzle flip with a 9mm, as big as I am. That shouldn't be that hard to do, but controlling that muzzle flip to where I can, you know, have put four rounds down range pretty fast, to the point to where the guy's going, I probably made a bad mistake today.
Right.
So, I mean, I went up, but now here's the question, though. Here's the question. That's something with people that come to you that naturally have a grip that you look at and you say, this is not classically correct, but if they're actually doing the deed, if they're shooting, they're controlling the recoil, they do, you know, they have their going from...
Absolutely.
Do you leave them alone?
I let them rock and roll.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me explain something about that, man. I've got a specific position on what you just described.
Sure.
Don't fix what's not broke.
Right.
Now check this out. The carry through thought process on that is, my job to set you up for success. It's not to waste your time describing to you everything you're not doing. My job is to observe you firing, evaluate what you could be doing better, and having the opportunity to critique you, explain to you what you can do better. Got it?
I do.
And I don't know, man. I don't know why that's so hard for a lot of firearms instructors to understand, is you're not going to whiz-bang-wow somebody by wasting their time describing all these negative things you saw them
right.
do and tell them not to do them. And then the actual beneficial critique starts when it goes to, now, here's what I'd like you to do. You see what I mean?
I do.
Well, that whole front part, you need to chop that away. And you'd be surprised how fast you would improve. or have a positive influence on people.
I guess my question would be, like, when you do that and you're looking at somebody and you're like, you know, that is not what we would consider to be the classic way to grip your gun. Although you're hitting the target, you're hitting the target fast and you're controlling the gun really well. So I'm not going to mess with it, but I'm going to show you. I mean, do you ever get out there and say,
I'm not even going to do that.
Right? Okay.
No, I'm not even going to do that. If the individual is performing well based on what it is, you know, I'm asking them to perform. If they're performing well,
right,
I'm not going to critique anything other than, dude, keep doing what you're doing because it's good. So, and, you know, having, and generally, you know, it's some of the more, you know, the simpler firing exercises, you know, and evaluation exercises, you're going to see all this anyway.
Right.
You're going to see all this come about. The point I wanted to drive home is what I do is I observe someone shoot, but I'm doing the math while I'm doing it because there are specific requirements that have to be met in order to hit the target.
Right.
And those are the requirements that I am going to be looking for, you know, those qualities and satisfying those requirements is what I'm going to be looking for in your performance while right. you're doing it. And I'll either see them or not. If I don't see them, I'll tell them, hey, here's what I'd like to see next time. I want you to do blah, blah, blah. Try that.
Hang on right there. Talking to Super Dave Hankton from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. So, I got a question regarding... I've got a question regarding grip again, though.
Okay, hit me.
So, if you're out there, should you ever... And when I say if you're out there, and you're shooting, you picked a gun, and you're not hidden, no matter what you do, you're not hidden.
Okay.
Is this a moment to reevaluate and try other guns?
Grip?
Yeah.
I would... Okay, let me clarify a couple things, man, first, about your grip. Let's understand the grip first, okay? Four things have to happen. Now, it does not matter whether you have one hand on the pistol or both hands on the pistol. You have to maintain positive control of it and apply muzzle awareness as it applies. Okay? Your grip cannot interfere with the function of the pistol's controls. Your grip has to be solid enough to provide enough resistance, mechanical resistance, for the pistol to function properly, and in respect to aiming, your grip has to be steady, you know, and that's like more in reference, overall steadiness and stability is more of a reference to your overall physical position, but it certainly applies directly to your hands and what you're doing with them. You've got to be stable. So, from a standpoint of evaluating your grip, either, you know, from a static position or from an active position while you're firing, those are the four key aspects of your grip. So whatever you're doing with your hands on the gun, as long as you're satisfying those four requirements, you're good. You should be able to hit all day long.
Now, if you're noticing that problem, should you be looking for somebody to observe you that knows what they're doing and maybe make observations
as
to what they see?
You'll be surprised at this answer, but my immediate response is no.
No.
It depends on who's watching. You know, you got to have a qualified watcher. But in my experience, people that generally look good at the gun and cannot hit the target.
Right.
You want to guess what the issue is? I'll give you a shot at the title, bro. If you get it, you're good.
So they're looking. Okay, so tell me, set me up on this again, so I can take a good swing at the title there. Anyway.
Okay, whatever they're doing at the gun with their hands looks good.
Right.
But they're not hitting the target.
Right.
Okay, what do you think the problem is?
They have to either be pressing left, right, bad trigger pull, pressing with the trigger pull.
Easier than that, dude. Easier okay. than that.
What's that?
Blinking.
Blinking.
They blink at the precise moment the gun goes bang because they haven't conditioned themselves to keep their eyes open. It's a natural response to the blast and the overpressure to blink. Perfectly natural. People get all wigged out about it.
Right.
But you got to understand your vision and how your eyes work. You have to condition yourself to keep your eyes open. And 9 times out of 10, people that, you know, your average bear that, you know, they apparently look good at the gun are blinking at the precise moment the gun goes bang to protect their eyes.
Right.
Even though they're wearing eye protection.
Right. Psychological. I get it.
Right.
I get it. I do. Entirely I get it. So,
So that would be the first go-to, man. Make sure they're keeping their eyes open when they're firing.
Right.
Because the only thing they need to be seeing is the front sight on the target at the precise moment the gun goes bang.
You know,
they could have a crash grip.
Right.
And still hit the target.
Well, I believe it or not, I am not an instructor. And I do not claim to be an instructor. It doesn't matter how many classes I go to until I actually take a class to become an instructor. I'm not going to ever give anybody any advice on how they should shoot. And I see lots of people that are shooting in ways that makes me cringe, except they're hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're hitting.
Right.
Now, without getting too much into detail on that, so for that reason, I just don't get involved in that. But what I'm more concerned with is not so much looking at others and observing and saying, well, that's your problem right there. This is what you need to be doing. My thing is, and you know my backstory, I'm just really obsessed with accuracy. I'm really obsessed with being accurate on everything, and I think about things. And, you know, so I've been watching how some of these guys approach this. The different approaches are interesting. But, I mean, with this time now back in the martial arts, I realize now what I realized then is that no two people are going to do things exactly the same way.
Right, exactly.
And when you can try to get out there and mimic somebody's movement or somebody's technique, but you're not really going to be able to employ it nearly the same way they are.
Well,
so you got to find your own. You got to find your own.
Yeah, find what works for you polish it up.
So that's what I've been thinking about. I've been watching a lot of people the way they carry the gun, and I've been watching a lot of people the way they grip the gun, and
right,
just to get an idea of different mindsets. Not that I think mine is wrong. Some of this stuff actually corroborates what I think.
Right.
But, you know, it's always nice to get out there and observe different things.
Yeah, but my grip changes based on what kind of shot I'm firing.
Right. Well, then
you know
there's
what I mean?
Yeah.
There's all kind of nuances and things to do and not do, but it's all a learning curve.
Right. Well, one thing I have
to... Go ahead.
One thing I haven't been able to do because we've been talking into the breaks is I have not been able to tell people how to find you. So let me do that before we run out of time because we're about to. Super Dave Harrington, you can find him, first of all, at combatspeed.com. That's his website. That's his school's website. That's where all things pertaining to Combat Speed LLC, they originate there. They are there. The site itself may still be a work in progress. I don't know, but that's where it all starts. Then, if you like Facebook, well, Dave is on Facebook in two different flavors. He has a professional page, Super Dave Harrington, and he has a personal page, Dave Harrington. And this one, you'll get to see his all-terrain vehicles and his guitar riffs and some of the stuff he may be doing. And on the Super Dave one, he may give you an impromptu little video that he shares on his YouTube page, which is also Super Dave Harrington. In addition to that, you can find him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. And in addition to that, he is the, what would be referred to in Britain as the presenter. He is the he's the host of Trigger Time TV, where I guess there's a, you introduce a few people, and from time to time, do you actually do any demos on the show itself?
Yes, but that, I don't know how they do their scheduling. But I was the host for the 2022 season.
Right. Well,
it should be completed, but I'm not sure.
We'll see. We'll see if that continues on. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bell. Take care, man.
Absolutely. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed, LLC. The rant continues. Just me and you will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.